Kumusta? Welcome to the Jay Aruga Show, the first conservative podcast in the Philippines, protecting the Filipino family from woke ideology. At itong episode natin today is about abortion. Meron kasing isang free thinker. Sino bang ayaw maging free thinker? Sana lahat tayo ay free thinker dahil baka mamaya enslaved tayo ang ating pag-iisip ng isang malaking institution, ng sistema. Kaya kailangan nating labanan ito at mag-sip tayo freely. And baka mamaya yung sistema na yun ay ang woke institutions. Oh, sorry. Shots fired. But guys, kung di pa kayo nagsasubscribe dito sa ating podcast, mag-subscribe naman kayo. Click that like button or subscribe button kapag nakita nyo sa Spotify or YouTube or sa Facebook. And while you're at it, mag-subscribe kayo sa bago nating project, The Sentinel PH. Makikita nyo siya sa www.facebook.com/TheSentinelPH. Huwag nyo kalimutan yung The kasi yan yung mga cool na titles merong The, T-H-E. Parang The Youth, di ba? Okay, so what do we have here? Basahin natin tong quote from Philstar Life. Ito muna yung report. Sabi dito, women's rights have come a long way in the Philippines. Yet, it has still a long way to go. So, biro nyo, it came a long way na, pero there's still a long way to go. Ibig sabihin, we're halfway there dahil napapagitnaan siya ng dalawang long way. So, sabi ni Christine Chan, president of the Filipino Freethinkers Group, who has long fought for safe abortions, sabi niya, ito yung quote niya, every year in the Philippines, approximately 1,000 women die due to unsafe abortions. Having the right to safe abortions, we can drastically reduce this number and save countless lives. It's a matter of personal freedom, health, and safety for women. Wow. So let's interact dyan sa sinabi ni Christine Chan. And I don't know her. Hindi ko siya kilala in person. That's why I will not say anything about her person. Let's talk about what she said. Ganyan tayo sa The Jay Aruga Show. We talk about the arguments. Hindi tayo nagbibigay ng mga ad hominem attacks. Okay, so ano tingin nyo dito? Share your comments sa comment section kung anong tingin nyo sa sinabi niya. For me, the takeaway here should be we should have jailed the doctor nung pinerform niya yung first abortion where someone died dito sa bansa para ma-prevent yung other 999 deaths. Also, hindi lang, kung totoo itong figures na sinabi ni Christine Chan, dapat hindi lang 1,000 deaths ang meron dito. It should have been 2,000 deaths because in every abortion, namamatay ang bata sa sinapupunan. Lastly, according to Dr. Bernard Nathanson, ito yung doktor na isa sa architect ng pro-choice movement nung ina-approve pa lang, nung dinideliberate pa lang ang Roe v. Wade sa US. According to him, ang stats daw na binigay niya sa media na 10,000 deaths due to back alley abortions, this is made up. Kasi si Dr. Bernard Nathanson, he turned to the pro-life side nung nakita niya yung baby sa sinapupunan, sa ultrasound, through the ultrasound. Kaya powerful tong mga ultrasound pictures na ito. Dahil hindi natin alam na baby yung nasa womb until we see them. So nag-turn siya sa pro-life side. And when he turned, he wrote a book. And according to him, they just made up this figure na 10,000 deaths due to back alley abortions. And hindi lang yun yung figure na minake up nila. Sabi nila yung mga stats ng mga Americans who are approving, who are pro-abortion during that time ay mataas. So they also made up that stats. Pati yung stats about doctors who are for abortion. May may president na ng pag-makeup ng stats on the pro-abortion side sa US. That's why I would take this 1,000 unsafe abortion deaths per year with a grain of salt. And I think yung nag-come up ng figure na ito sa Pilipinas, assuming na may nag-makeup nito, it could have been a ratio and proportion. Baka nag-ratio and proportion lang yung nag-come up ng figure na ito sa Pilipinas. Ang US kasi, they say na may 1 million abortions sila in a year. Then kung kukunin natin ang made-up figure ni Dr. Nathanson na 10,000, ang percentage niya is 1% in a year. And ang stats daw natin dito sa bansa is may 100,000 women hospitalized because of unsafe abortions daw. And kung kukunin mo yung 1% nito, then you'll come up with the 1K value. 1K, quote-unquote, deaths due to unsafe abortion each year. Simple math. And by the way, there's no such thing as a safe abortion because in every abortion, pinapatay ang bata sa sinapupunan. Guys, whenever we talk about abortions, whenever we have a dialogue about abortion, whenever we discuss this with someone, always pressure them to answer the one question that matters when it comes to abortion. What are the unborn? So, tanungin natin sila. And isa sa mga tinuturo natin dito sa The J. Aruga Show is the Socratic method. We just ask questions. We let them try to rationalize their position. So, just ask them, what are the unborn? And tayo ang sagot natin, the unborn is a human life. And if the unborn child in the womb is a human life, then di ba may same rights din siya as all of us humans, the right to life. So yun lang, we had a lot of topics about abortion in the podcast. Balikan yun lang yun. There's one with Abby Johnson. Na-interview natin si Abby Johnson. I'll share that at the end of this video. But for now, this has been another episode of The J. Aruga Show. At the end of the day, it will be night. Goodbye.
Hi, this is J. Aruga of The J. Aruga Show. If you like what you just saw, please consider subscribing and smash that like button. We'll need all of your help to take back the culture from this ideological colonization of the West. Thank you.